Here we go. All right. So we are up to the section of Psukei Dezimra on Tefillah. That's what we got up to for now. Last week we talked about Korbanos. We concluded the discussion about Korbanos. And tonight we will begin talking about some of the different implications and understandings of Psukei Dezimra. I don't think we're going to finish it tonight, but we'll try to do a little bit of halacha and a little bit of Be'er Tefillah, of going through some of the paragraphs. Before we do either of those, the first step is to just understand what the function of Psukei Dezimra is. Okay? We know that if we ask what the most important parts of davening are, I think you would probably say X and Y. What would you say?
Amida.
Amida, okay, Shema, Esrei. One being maybe the other one you might suggest also. Probably Shema, right? Those are the two probably most important things, aspects of davening, which we'll get to eventually at some point in the next few months. What is Psukei Dezimra doing there? Meaning, Psukei Dezimra is before we get to either Shema or Shemona Esrei, and it's composed of many proclamations of Tehillim, basically, and a few other sections as well. Okay, as we go through it, we'll try to figure out where every paragraph is from. Most again are from Tehillim, some are from other sections of Tanakh, and one or two of them are not from either one. They're, you know, sort of, I guess, we would call it made up, but they're, you know, created not based on Psukim from Tanakh. And the question is, what is its function? I mean, why is it there? What's the point of having this long section there, which, depending on how fast your chazan goes, may not be so long. The fastest record of in a regular shul that I've seen is like about 6 minutes for Psukei Dezimra. It's often closer to around 9 or 10 minutes, and if you really decide you want to come out of that day, in some places maybe you can get it up to 15 minutes. Huh. Yeah, that's approximately my average Psukei Dezimra, around 15 minutes. So I don't do too well in some of the shuls where the Psukei Dezimra is way faster than that. But what's the point? Okay. You have any suggestions what we're trying to accomplish, perhaps?
Saying thanks before you ask requests.
Okay. Okay. Good. That's one possibility, meaning that what is Shemona, let's focus on Shemona Esrei for a second. Okay, if Shemona Esrei is the most important part of davening, let's say for now, so Shemona Esrei essentially, right, is asking Hashem for things that we need. Right, again, it's obviously a lot more than that, but that seems to be one of the most primary parts of Shemona Esrei. So before you ask Hashem for things that you need, what you're saying is maybe you want to say thank you to Hashem for what you got, or what you have, or things that Hashem has done, or not even thank you, but you know, wow, Hashem, you've done, you're great, you've done great things. The same way that that you would, I shouldn't say. Let's. What I was going to say is that the same way that one might, when a child is going to his parents and he wants something, he'll say, oh, you know, dad or mom, well, you look so nice today. Let's thank you so much. You were so good about this, and your great food was great, and you know, okay, son, what do you want? Well, get it out already. What do you want? So it's not really exactly the same thing as that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at least on a general level, one can understand that it makes sense that one should say words of praise or thanks before you...
There's more recognition.
Right, recognition, before you ask for things. Okay, exactly the precise understanding of what the purpose is we'll get to shortly, but that's one possibility. And the other possibility is, even aside from that, okay, meaning forget the Shemona Esrei. Even if there's no Shemona Esrei, maybe you still should be praising Hashem once a day. What are you praising Hashem for again? You say thank you for things that you've gotten. You also can sort of say to Hashem, oh, guess what, Hashem? I realize there's a big wide world out there, okay? And that wide world is not to be taken for granted. And basically you're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I notice what's there, and this is amazing. Okay, this world is like an incredible thing, not something to be taken for granted.
I guess the question would be then, why don't we say... I know we say Ashrei and Mincha, but why don't we say Psukei Dezimra at every...
Good. So again, without getting too much about that other tefillahs right now, the short answer, you probably can guess yourself, is...
It's your first thing to do in the day.
Okay. Well, you want it to be the first thing that you do in the day. Maybe it's enough to do it once a day. You don't need to have it twice a day or three times a day. Once a day to praise Hashem for everything you've done is good enough. Now, Mincha, again, what's the purpose of Mincha? When is Mincha supposed to be done? Sometime
during the workday.
Sometime in the afternoon, right? If part of the purpose is to show, again, this is also not for now, but if part of the purpose of Mincha is to show that you take out a little part of your day to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of your back and forth, in the middle of your business, in the middle of your this or that, and all the crazy stuff, so you can't get out more than a few minutes. That's not the point. The point is to take a few minutes to focus during those few minutes. If you do Psukei Dezimra, that's already okay. And in Marv, if you think about Marv, Marv is nighttime. Nighttime often symbolizes the faith. Okay, you can't see, you know, it's not clear because there's no light. maybe electricity, but there's no natural light. So there's no natural light. Maybe it's not really this best time to be talking about praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you can't really see, you know, naturally. So maybe it's not really the appropriate time either. Again, plus the fact that maybe we only need to do it once a day. It makes sense, bottom line, is that Pesukim, that Shacharis is the best time to talk about Pesukim and Zimra. Basically, that's what it comes down to. Those are the two interpretations that the Rishonim give, essentially, for why Pesukim and Zimra is there. Okay? One of them is given by many other Rishonim, which is that the Gemara says that... So it's a statement of very same law in the Gemara Brachos Nachal Bet that says Olam Yisader Adam Shvachos Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'Yachar Kach Yispala. A person should always arrange or set out his praise of Hashem, and then he should daven. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Why is that? Because again, based on what we said before, part of the idea is that that you need to sort of recognize, that's what you said. You have to recognize that everything comes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu before you can start asking Hashem for more things. If you're going to start making requests of Hashem, you know, for Chodin Adas, you know, for intellect and for, you know, curing the sick and the rain and all this kind of stuff, you first have to recognize, not only to Hashem, but to yourself, that Hashem is the source of everything. Okay, if you don't have that right realization in your mind that Hashem is the source of everything, you don't praise Him for it, and you don't show that you're happy with what He's done, so then your requests are going to go nowhere. Okay, the requests are not going to be valid if you haven't shown even for yourself that the requests make sense to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He's the one that's responsible for everything. And then you realize what's out there. Okay? So that's what the Gemara says. You should always set out your praise of Hashem first, and then you should daven. Okay? That's machlok, is what that's talking about. Okay? Many of you should understand that's talking about Pesukim Zimra. That's what we do with Pesukim Zimra. Others say no.
It's korbanot.
Not even korbanot, but even in Shmoneh Esrei itself. Okay? Yispal means the request part of Shmoneh Esrei. What's the first three paragraphs of Shmoneh Esrei about? Of Avos and Tal Gibor, Mechayim Esim, is that asking Hashem things, or is that something else? Mm-hmm. What is that, essentially? Essentially, what?
A declaration.
Yeah, declaration of praise. That's also Shevach. Okay, so that's some Rishonim say, that's what the Gemara means. It didn't mean Pesukim Zimra. It meant the first part of Shmoneh Esrei. It means in Shmoneh Esrei itself, you have to have praise and then request. And you know what? The halacha is that they're both right. Okay, we do both of them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's purpose number one of Pesukim Zimra. And purpose number two is mentioned in other places in the Gemara that some of the Rishonim bring here, which is basically there's one Shabbos that Rabbi Yossi says that I want to be the one, you know, part of the people, one of the people that finishes Hallel every single day. He says Hallel, wait, Hallel? It's not good to say Hallel every day. Hallel is like about the supernatural and things that we say in the special occasions. That's not, we're not supposed to say that every day. The Gemara says maybe if you say Hallel every day, it's as if you like are blaspheming because you don't recognize the difference between, you know, supernatural and natural. And the Gemara says, what did he mean when he talked about Hallel? He didn't mean Hallel, but what we say is Hallel. He meant Pesukim Zimra.
Wow.
What's the point? So that Gemara seems to imply, and some Rishonim bring this down, that Pesukim Zimra is supposed to be the idea of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, irrespective of whether you're saying Shmoneh Esrei or not. The second option that we said before, that Pesukim Zimra is about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day for what's out there in the world and what we see. Okay, so those are essentially the two interpretations of what's going on with Pesukim Zimra. Now I can give you an interesting nafkamina. I don't know if you can figure it out on your own. If you thought about it, maybe you could. What would be a practical nafkamina between the two possible approaches here? Okay, meaning obviously most of the time it's not going to matter because we want to praise Hashem and we also want to prepare for our Shmoneh Esrei. But might there be, what'd you say?
But if you're running late.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Right. So let's say, so again, some of the cases we know, and we'll see this in a second inside, we know that if you're running late, you're supposed to say certain parts of Pesukim Zimra. Okay, that's the bottom line halacha, that's clear. The halacha that you have to say for certain parts of Pesukim Zimra. Okay. But the question is, what if you, let's say you said what you needed to say. You said the basic couple ones, you're running late. You said that the most important ones, the two or three same things you have to say, which we'll get back to in a minute. But what about the rest of it? Okay, is it good to go back and say the rest of Pesukim Zimra after davening when you missed it the first time because you didn't have enough time to do it?
Is it right? The question is it good?
Yeah, or is it appropriate? Are you supposed to? If after davening you missed out on all the halalukas,
I don't want to know the answer.
And this and the yichavod. So nobody says they are obligated to do it, but the question is whether it's appropriate, should you do it or not? And the answer is, interestingly enough, it's a machlokas in the Achronim, whether it's
really?
It's good to do it.
Wow.
Between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. And it could be, it's not 100% clear, but it could be that the machlokas is about this point. Okay? That I think the Mishnah Berurah is one that says that you don't need to do it, and there's no point in doing it. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a good idea. What's the idea? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it could be that his understanding is why you say Pesukim Zimra in the first place. It's only to serve as a, what? As a preparation for Shmoneh Esrei. If you finish Shmoneh Esrei already, there's no point. Why should you waste your time? Okay. According to Derech HaShlomo, though, it could be, again, it's not 100% clear this is what he says, but this is definitely possibly what he's getting at. The idea is that even aside from Shmoneh Esrei, there's an obligation to praise Hashem every single day for everything in the world. Okay, everything that's out there, all the beautiful things, the birds, mm-hmm. and the light, and the...
So this fulfills that.
So if you missed it, so again, you said the basic one, so you don't have to say it, but mm-hmm. is it appropriate? And maybe it's a good idea to say all the rest of it also, because you still want to get in all of that Shevach, all that praise, mm-hmm. even if you're not going to see, even if you already said Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? So it's very interesting. Those that one might be a real nafkamina for the different understandings of Pesukei Zimra. Okay, that being said, okay, everybody agrees what the basic structure of Pesukei Zimra. Ideally, one is supposed to say you're not supposed to plan on coming late and it's planned to skip out of all of it or whatever it is. Okay, it's supposed to be that you say basically the whole thing. What exactly is said and when is it said? So that's a little bit different between Nisach Ashkenaz and Nisach Sfarad, which we'll get to in a couple minutes also. Okay, so let's now move to a little bit of the halacha.
It's interesting that it's called Pesuk de Zimra, not Pesuk de Hodu or something.
Right. So what does Zimra mean? You know what Zimra means?
It's in definition.
Zimra is Zmira.
Zmira, like
okay,
song.
My wife's name, right?
Like song.
Is that mean song, right? Is Zimra Zmira, okay, mm-hmm. song. So Pesuk de Zimra means Pesukim Shel Zimra. Mm-hmm. Pesukim of song.
Yeah.
Okay? Very interesting, right? So that's very important also, which we'll see in the halacha, actually, some of the posts say that, about certain aspects of Pesukei Zimra, that it's supposed to be not just like, you know, right, just the running through the words and saying it as fast as you can, or even saying it a little more slowly. It's supposed to be an idea of song, okay? So I'll give you here a quote from the Olas Tumid, okay, before we...
do some people sing the whole thing?
The Sfaradim, they don't exactly sing it, but they chant it. They chant it. So I'll read you what he says here. Okay, this is a sort of a framework, just a framework paragraph for this idea, then you can understand what some of the poskim say afterwards. He says here in Olas Tamid, Yachin, you should prepare a v'yizamein ha'adam, you should get ready. Kol chusha v'kol chosav, all of your senses and all of your powers, all of your strengths, lizamer, to sing, lishorer, also word for sing, lifa'er, to glorify, ulurameim, to exalt, lakadosh baruch hu, tashem. U'sishabei nafshcha, again, you should subjugate your neshama, your nefesh, lomar, to say b'mitun, carefully, kol teva, every word, u'avim perusha milos l'chol pechos, and at least understand the meaning of the words. Okay? U'kafi godel ha'iyun she'yelcha b'tzilascha, and according to the amount of iyun, of analysis, or of thinking, or of effort that you put into your tefillah, ken tigdal, so that much will you become greater, v'sislahe b'nafshecha, Hasimcha va'yira va'ava la'kadosh baruch hu. Okay, the simcha, the joy, and the yira, the awe, we'll say awe, okay, the ahava and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accordingly get to be titlahek, be even greater and more enthusiastic and more inspiring. Okay, maybe the more that you put in, the more effort that you put in to try to understand it, and to really understand and put feeling into what you're saying, the more you'll come out of it with a greater sense of ahava and yira and simcha va'kadosh baruch hu. And what's the point here? The point is that, again, this is true for a lot of tune also, but specifically for Pesukei Zimra, I think there's this element of emotion, of positive emotion, that's supposed to go into Pesukei Zimra. Again, it's not just, you know, not just saying the words, mumbling the words, even saying the words. It's, you're supposed to have an emotion there. The emotion is supposed to be to get yourself into the mood of saying, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that I woke up today. I'm so happy that I look outside and I see this beautiful world that you made for me. I'm so happy that I have all these things, and I'm going to praise you for it. I'm going to say, thank you, Hashem. This is amazing. Okay, that's essentially what we're doing. And the more that you do that, the more emotion, the emotional mitzvos of Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem, which are, again, important mitzvos in the Torah, the more that you'll have those two mitzvos, okay? The more that you'll get there, that your neshama will grab onto those mitzvos. Very, very important and very, very interesting. That's the idea of Pesukei Zimra, okay? It's not just about, you know, the intellect, it's not just about saying the words, it's about the emotion, which, again, is true for the other parts of davening also, but this is in, like, a very positive, in a song type of sense. That's where, you know, Pesukei Zimra really
So it's
really
like a warm-up to get you sort of your heart open and excited.
Something like that. So again, that could be true even if you, you know, not aside from Shmoneh Esrei. It's a warm-up to the rest of life, okay, the rest of the day. And certainly if it's preparation for Shmoneh Esrei, it's certainly a warm-up to the Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? But again, the praise stands on its own. Okay, the praise is, it's even, you know, according to some, that's separate. Based on that, you can understand very well what the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, Do you have a Mishnah Berurah here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let's take a look at the side. So in an Aleph. Chilak Aleph, yeah. Yeah, Chilak Aleph.
You need one?
I have one. Simon bin Aleph, Sif Tes. Okay.
Say again.
Simon bin Aleph.
Him.
Sif Tes.
I'm not hearing. Quite
a little popcorn.
Thank you. I just. Simple. Mema.
Nun Aleph.
Nun Aleph.
Sif Tes. Perfect. I can find it.
And I'm right.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch says, basically, to appreciate, based on what you said now. We don't say the Zmiros, meaning the Pesukah de Zimra, b'merutza, really fast, ki'im b'nachas. You say it slowly and carefully, and nachas doesn't even just mean slowly. Nachas means like...
Simcha.
Yeah, simcha, not even simcha. Nachas is more calmly. Okay? Calm is the best word. Kind of calm... collected fashion, which again,
so
if you go to most...
No one holds by this.
Right. No, I shouldn't say everybody holds like this, but unfortunately, sometimes it gets swept away. So you go to many shuls, and this is not, unfortunately, this is not done, but it doesn't mean that at the minhag that you don't have to do it.
Right.
Everybody has to do this, but sometimes it gets a little kind of, we have to finish davening, we have to start davening, and you can't wake up too early, and you have only a certain amount of time, so obviously it makes more sense to spend time with Shmoneh Esrei. But this is still supposed to be true, and the point is you have to do your best to try to do this as best as possible, even if it's not so easy, and even if you can't, at least understand that this is what you're supposed to be doing, and if you don't do it, okay. Right. Again, I tell you, I think I said this last time. The Sephardim are really good at this. These Sephardim take their time, okay. Not as much, maybe, depends on which minyan you go to, but as a rule in general, I think the Sephardim, not just here in Yavin, but in general, Sephardim generally spend more time going through Pesukah de Zimra slowly, much more than Ashkenazim.
Okay? Is this a general question on?
No, we're not done yet. Let me just. Look at the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Chaf. If you look at the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, so he says, what does that mean, Berurah? It says, Shelo yidaleg shum teva. You shouldn't skip any word. Velo yavli aim. And you shouldn't swallow them up. Okay, meaning mumble them and swallow them up. Ella yotzimi piv. You should have the words come out of your mouth. Ki'ilu mona mos. Okay, now this is like the classic line, which is like, if you appreciate this and understand this, it changes your whole davening, it changes your whole Pesukah de Zimra for sure. Okay, that it's supposed to be as if you're counting money. Okay, if you had a stack of, $100,000, million shekel, whatever it is, and you had bills and you had coins, and you just got it, like, you just won the lottery, you just got this whole, or you got this whole big thing. Like, wow, you want to count how much is there. So you're not going to go, you want to know exactly how much money you have, so you're going to count every single coin or bill methodically and appreciate how much every single 200 shekel bill or $100 bill means to you. Okay, so if you, or if say if you had pearls or stone, precious stones, and you're going to count the person who owns them and who wants to have them, use them, so he's going to make sure to count exactly how much he has, because it's very, very important to him. So if Pesukah de Zimra and the rest of the davening also, if it's important to us, then we're supposed to make it such that we feel that every single word is precious. Every single word is a gem. And it's true, it really is. But unfortunately, we don't always have time to see it. But again, part of our goal here is to make us realize that even if we don't always get every single, we can't say it this fast, and we can't, this slow, and we can't always get to this point, at least you realize this is what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Okay? And the point is, at least if you realize this is how it's supposed to be, so you can do a little bit more than you would have done before.
Yeah.
Okay. Now again, how do you do that? It's very, very hard. Okay. So I come to shul 15 or 20 minutes early, in order to be able to get all this stuff down. But this is one of the things I try to do also, to start Pesukah de Zimra a few minutes early. Which doesn't mean that you have to do that, but it means for me, I find that my whole davening is completely transformed when I start Pesukah de Zimra a few minutes early. Why is that? Because I'm not rushed. The minute that you're not rushing through davening, you can actually stop and say the words carefully and slowly. It really has an effect on you. Again, maybe this is not true for everybody, but it's certainly true for me, and I think it could be true for a lot of people. You say the words slowly and think about what you're saying. It really has, the words have a chance to impact on your soul and on your mind, and you really get a chance to feel a little more of a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciate like a little more what tefillah is supposed to be, which is just not often, but it doesn't have to be that way. It could be. You know, so again, I'm not saying to do this, but I find, at least here in Yad Vashem, that the Neitz Minyan is really the best place to do this, because they don't go too fast, and you can come earlier, and they really, you sense this when you hear Pesukim in Zimra, other parts of davening, you sense that they're taking their time and really trying to, you know, to make it real, as opposed to many of the, you know, other times when it's just, you know, it's a drag race. Mm-hmm. You know, how fast can you get through Pesukim in Zimra, you know? So again, you know, everyone has their considerations, but just, you know, if you get a sense of, like, this is how I want it to be, ideally this is how it's supposed to be, and I'll do the best that I can to do it as often as I can, you know, whenever I can, as much as I can, you know. Shabbos is another time to, you have a little more time. Doesn't mean the Pesukim in Zimra goes any slower, because it doesn't, but there's more to say. But it means you can come a few minutes early, or you can, you know, take a, you know, even just, I'll give you one other suggestion of how to do this, and then we have to move on. Even if you can't do this for all of it, but maybe take one paragraph, you know, one section of Pesukim in Zimra, one paragraph, you know, per day, or the same paragraph, different paragraph, and just take a few extra, you know, 30 seconds on that paragraph, even if you can't do it for the rest of it. And you concentrate on one and think about what that one means. That also will have an impact on you, I think. Mm-hmm. Something to try. Okay? Again, even if you don't try it out, something in the back of your mind that at some point when the time is right, you know, maybe you'll it can be used. Okay, that's the idea. Now, let's do a halachic point for tonight. The most important halacha question when it comes to Pesukim in Zimra is, what are you allowed to talk during Pesukim in Zimra?
Mm.
Okay. Meaning, let's say that, you know, again, you see this sometimes, unfortunately, you need to talk to your friends, or you need to do something else, or you need to go out, or who knows what. Okay, are you allowed to speak during Pesukim in Zimra? And the other part of the question is, forget any other conversation. Let's say you're in the middle of davening, and the chazis, you know, they're saying kach, and you have to answer a meter, a hishmei rabba, or something else like that. Are you allowed to answer any of these things during Pesukim in Zimra?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a question. You know the answer?
I think you're not allowed to talk, but you are allowed to answer.
Okay, good. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Sif Dalad, so basically it says like this, okay? Same simon that we were in before. See if Daud. So look what he says here. He says, Tzarech lizaher, one should be careful. He doesn't say it's usher, but he says you should be careful, milahafsik bedibor, to interrupt with words, with speech. Mishiyaschel baruch shamar, when you begin baruch shamar, ad sofia dechais, until the end of Shmona Esrei. Okay, now again, we're focusing on Pesukim in Zimra, but the halacha is also true, even maybe more so, during Birchas Kriya Shema, during Shmona Esrei. Okay, that you're not supposed to interrupt with speech during that time. Now, the Ramayats here also about filu tzorach mitzvah, even for a mitzvah, ein ledaber, you should not speak bein baruch shamar leishtabach, for until yishtabach. Okay, after yishtabach, before you start berachas kriyas shema, there's a small window of opportunity that if you need to speak, it may be permissible for important reasons. But during Pesukim in Zimra, you're not really supposed to speak about other things. Okay. Now it's important to remember, by the way, also, when do you say Baruch Shamar? Is it the beginning of Pesukim in Zimra or in the middle?
No, according to Nisach Sfar.
So for Nisach Ashkenaz, it's right at the beginning, right? We say Mizmor Shir, then Baruch Shamar. So for Nisach Ashkenaz, basically, you can't really speak for the entire Pesukim in Zimra, right? When it comes to Nisach Sfar, though, right, where does Baruch Shamar come?
After Hodu.
Yeah, it's like smack in the middle, right? After Hodu, after Mizmor Lasoda, and right before Yichavod. So for Nusach Sfarad, if you need to talk, there's more leeway to allow it during the first part of Pesukim in Zimra. Not that you should talk for no reason, but if there are things that you need, or whatever, you know, preferably things that are like, you know, Tzarech Mitzvah or something, or it's, whatever it is, it would be more room to allow for Nusach Sfarad and Yidudah Mizrach than for Nusach Ashkenaz. Too bad for us. Right? Okay. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out for about the parts of Tefillah, what we said before. He says,
Are those in Nusach?
Excuse me?
Are the Hodu part in Nusach?
Yeah, it's all there. It's most of the stuff is the same.
It's just a different order.
It's a different order, yeah. There are, you know, only a couple psukim that are extra Nusach Sfard. Almost everything else is the same, just the order is a little bit different for the first part. The Mishnah Berurah says here in Sif Katan Ches, he basically gives us the list of the things that you're allowed to say. Okay, I mean, you can't talk in general, but for Tefillah, okay, take a look at Sif Katan Ches in the Mishnah Berurah. You can find it there. Okay. What can you say? What can you not say for tefillah purposes? So look what he says. B'dibur. See what it is? Sifkat and Ches in the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom. Chet.
Okay.
You see it? B'dibur.
No?
No.
That looks like it.
That's the big chet. It's the big chet. Yeah. Big chet.
Oh, so maybe that's the... No, it's the little... It's the Mishnah Berurah chet, not the Sif chet.
Okay.
What they call Sif Katan chet. Mm. Might be a little bit farther towards the beginning.
Okay. Yud, Berurah chet, Zion.
Okay. It says B'dibur. Should be B'dibur.
B'dibur.
Okay. So very good. So let's see now, see if we can read it. So he says, V'afilu Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Asur Lomar. Even Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo you can't say. Okay, now again, most of the time in davening we don't say that. During Shemona Esrei, when the Chazan is repeating it, we often will say that. So let's say that it came up in the middle of your Pesukah Nizimra that they were saying Chazar Nashatz or something else. So Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo you're not supposed to say during Pesukah Nizimra. Okay, why? Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. Aval, he says, Amen Mutar Lanos. You're allowed to answer Amen. Al Kol Bracha Shoshomea. For every bracha that you hear, you're allowed to answer Amen. Even if you're in the middle of the pasuk, you don't have to, you know, get to the end of the pasuk. Even if you were smack in the middle, you're allowed to answer Amen. Im hu b'makom desalik inyana. If it's in a place where it's the end of the thought, so that's the only thing which maybe to think about this a little bit. If it's like, you know, between two words that are like part of the same idea, maybe it's better not to. Though again, even halacha, I think we say everywhere you're allowed to. But what he's saying here is, I guess that if it's, you know, at least a pause or a comma or something, you know, that it makes sense, you can stop for a second, so you'll be allowed to answer Amen. V'chein kol birkas hodah mutar levarech, kmo asher yatzar, you can even say asher yatzar if you have to go to the bathroom in the middle, that's also permissible. Lachas yastarcha, you have to go to the bathroom, v'kayotzu b'zeh, and similar. They say also if you, there's like thunder or lightning, then if you're sure that you, if you would be chayav to make the bracha, then it could be that also you can make a bracha during Pesukah Nizimra, because it's all birkas hodah, it's all thanking of Hashem, that's exactly what you do anyway during Pesukah Nizimra, right? V'chein lanos modim d'rabbanan, or to answer for modim. If you're way behind the davening, you could do that. V'cheilanos kriyash ma'imat zibur. Shetzarach shikra imat pasuk rishon. Kore. Okay? There's actually an idea that if the shul is saying, if the zibur is saying kriyash ma, you should say the first pasuk with everybody else, if you're, you know, even if you're not up to it. So if you're psukin zimra, you're supposed to do that also, believe it or not. That's what he says here.
Wait, if you should go and say the shema?
Not the whole thing, just the first pasuk. Okay. The post will say also if you're going to miss Man Kriyash Ma during Pesukah Nizimra. Let's say it's Man Kriyash Ma is 8:50, and you're a little behind, and you're in the middle of Pesukah Nizimra, and it's 8:49. So the post will say you actually should say the Kriyash Ma right in the middle of Pesukah Nizimra, because otherwise you're going to miss the time. That's also permissible. And on the last line, he says, "Mikol shkei demutri lahafsik kadosh kedusha baruch hu." And certainly you're allowed to answer kadosh kedusha baruch hu. Those things for sure you can answer during Pesukah Nizimra. Okay, so those are all permissible to say during Pesukah Nizimra. Okay, it's, I mean, other things you shouldn't be talking about, but these things you would be allowed to say during Pesukah Nizimra. Again, try to keep on, you know, keep up to pace, but all these things would be permissible. Okay, any questions about that or other things that might come up? No. Okay. All right. So that's the idea of Pesukah Nizimra, that you really can answer most things that you need to answer for. What's next? Okay. I think there was something I was going to say about it and I forgot what it was. But, yeah, exactly. Okay. Anyway, if I remember, I'll tell you in a few minutes. So that's the story with what you're allowed to answer or not answer during Pesukah Nizimra. It's definitely much more makil than the other parts of davening, meaning Birchos Kriyash Ma and Shemona Esrei. It's much more makil than that. But you know, still understand the halacha is that really ideally you're not supposed to speak if you don't need to. Okay, let's do a couple minutes of Beir Tefillah before we finish up for tonight, and then next time we'll go through some more parts of the Pesukah Nizimra and a little more halacha aspects. Okay, take over your sitter. Just we'll do the first two or three paragraphs now. Very quickly. And Mizmor Shir and Baruch Shamar for Nesach Ashkenaz.
Mizmor Shir.
Yeah. Okay. So in Nesach Ashkenaz, we have the first Mizmor is Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David, which is Tehillim chapter 30. Okay. What is it doing here? Why is this? What is this from? So what's interesting, by the way, is Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David is not actually mentioned in the earlier poskim. Okay, it's not on the Rishon. When you look in the Shulchan Aruch, they don't mention the saying Mizmor Shir. In the earlier Rishon, as far as I know, most of them don't mention it. So it seems to have come a little bit later. It seems to be like a little bit of later insertion, maybe 16 or 1700s even, perhaps. Not clear exactly when it came. The question is, what is it doing here? So, again, I'll give you more time if you have any suggestions, but I'll just cut to the chase here. So some suggest that what the idea is that because it's a song of inauguration for the temple, I mean, David Melch created this this mizmor as Chanukah Sabayas the David, as an inauguration for the Beis HaMikdash, before when it was being started. So what's interesting, of course, is who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo Melch. Why is David making Tehillim for inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash when he wasn't alive for it? Right? A little strange, right? So they say that David Melch realized he himself was not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, but he wanted it to be built so badly that he already made a parak of Tehillim so that when they're ready to do it, they'll have something to say. And it'll be to his credit, as if he did it himself. Okay? So they say that, why is this here? It could be that just like our tefillah is supposed to be offering either korbanos or our version of, getting close to Hashem like the Beis HaMikdash, so the same way that David HaMelech created this tehillim for inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, so too we inaugurate our tefillah with this introductory mizmor here. Okay? Nice idea, right? Now, it could be a little deeper than that. Okay, I think this is very deep. If you read Mizmor Shir, this is like one of the deepest chapters of Tehillim, I think. And we're only going to touch the surface right now. You can spend the whole hours talking about this Mizmor. But if you look at the emotions, as I said before, the emotion is so present in this Mizmor. It's like I think it's a beautiful introduction to what we're supposed to be feeling during Pesukah de Zimra. Okay, let's take a look here. We'll just read it very quickly. Again, there's so much more here. I'm just going through this very, very fast to get a little bit of sense. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayas LaDavid. Okay, this is a song of inauguration for the Beis HaMikdash, for the temple by David. So he says, "Aramim Chasham Kidi Lisani, I will exalt you, Hashem." I'm using a little bit of the Art School translation here. Okay, "Aramim Chasham Kidi Lisani, I will exalt you, Hashem, for you have drawn me up. Velo Simachta Oyvai Li, and you have not let my foes, my enemies, rejoice over me." Okay, again, you understand why this is now also nice for Pesukah de Zimra. This is like, a very positive tone, okay? And exalting Hashem for everything He's done for you, okay? Hashem Elokai, Hashem, my God, Shivati Lecha L'Tzipa'ini. I cried out to you, and you healed me. Okay, again, very emotional. This is not just like words here. This is like a serious emotion he's talking about here, if you're going to understand what David Melech is talking about, okay? Hashem, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Hashem Halisa Min Sha'ol Nafshi. Hashem, you have raised my soul. Min Sha'ol, not Min Sha'ol, from the lower world. Chisani Mi'ar Nivar. You have preserved me. You have sustained me from my descent to the pit, which is like Gehinnom, or, the worst things of this world. How do you understand it? Okay? Zamr l'Hashem chasidav. Okay? You should make music to Hashem, and give thanks to His holy name. Which, again, perfect introduction to Pesukah de Zimra, obviously. That's exactly what we're doing. Ki rega bi'apo chayim b'rtzono. Okay? Because His anger is only for a minute. Apo is His anger. Rega is a minute. Only is for a minute. Chayim b'rtzono. But life results, a full life results from His favor, from His ratzon. But Erev Yalin Bechi V'Lebokarina. In the evening, okay, one lies down crying. Yalin is to lie down. Bechi is crying, obviously. V'Lebokarina. But when you wake up in the morning, there's joy. Why is that? So again, today we've lost this a little bit. But in the old days, when you didn't have light, there's no electricity, it's scary at night, okay? Especially when it's cold and you don't know, there's wild animals around, and you don't know when is the morning going to come, it's also you're sleeping for 15 hours or whatever it is, 10 hours, and they can't sleep for that long. I'm saying it's a bit of a, you could see why somebody might cry. It's very scary, who's going to say some wild animal's not going to come and, prowl down. And even here sometimes you can hear those howling hyenas sometimes in the middle, Imagine if there was no light and no reason why they would, not come to you. It's a little scary, okay? And suddenly now we say in Shacharis, we say in the morning, we say, we cry, the sun is up, we can see again, right? The light. And that, by the way, of course, is a very beautiful mashal for life as well, obviously, okay? That sometimes during the bad times, during the difficult times, we lie down crying, but the sense we're supposed to have in the morning of Pesukah de Zimra is that when the positive is going to come and we're going to cry with joy, we're going to be very, very happy. I said during my shalvi, my time of serenity, Bala Mot Leolam, I will never falter. Okay, again, a very positive thing to say right in the morning when you wake up and you're all, let's go get it, let's go get the day, very, very positive. Hashem Beretzono Chaymanat Laharios. Hashem, through your favor, you have supported Laharios. Oz is my greatness with might, with strength. Okay? He starts off on Nechahisi Nifal. Okay? You have when you have concealed your face, ha'isim yifhal, I would be confused or confounded. Now it suddenly takes a negative turn, or at least says what I would have done. It's not clear if this is what he's saying did happen, or sometimes does happen, or would happen. It basically says, when you conceal your face, Hashem, then I'm suddenly confused. Elach Hashem, I cry, call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is Chanan, and I beg you, I appeal to you. Now, Betza B'dami, what gain is there B'dami with my blood, meaning when I die, B'ritiel Shachas, when I go down to the pit. Hayoducha Afar Hagina Mitecha, will the dust acknowledge you? Hagina Mitecha will declare the truth? No, you can't do anything when you're dead. You can't praise Hashem. Therefore, Shema Hashem Chaneni, Hashem, hear me and favor me. Hashem Ayeh Uzerli, be my helper. Hafachta Mispedi L'machali, and suddenly now back into positive again. Hashem, you have changed my Mispedi, my eulogy, or my lament, L'macholi, into dancing. Pitachta Saki, you have undone my sock, my sackcloth. Vatazreini Simcha, you have girded me, you have surrounded me with Simcha, with gladness. L'mani Zomercha Chavod V'leidom, so that my soul, the word soul is not there, but the idea, Yizamercha, that my soul should sing to you, make music to you, v'lo yidom, and should not be quiet, and not be stilled. Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God, the olam odeka, I will thank you forever. Now that's not one emotional, amazing mizmor, I don't know what it is. I think this is a beautiful way to start off Psukei Zimra, to have some of this emotion that you think about, to jump for joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time realize that, there are a couple lines in here about, how it's a little bit difficult, and you cry in the middle of the night, and you, Hashem conceals his face, we don't know what he's saying, we don't know what's going to happen next, we don't know where he is, but at the end of the day, the Psukei Zimra introduction is that, we thank Hashem for everything, and we're very excited to start the day and realize that, the light is here, and there's so much out there that we have to say to praise Hashem for. So this, I think, is for Nesach Ashkenaz at least, is a really, really nice introduction to Psukei Zimra. And if you could say this mizmor with kavanah, you can really get yourself, you can catapult yourself into the mindset that the rest of Psukei Zimra is supposed to have. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, and we'll have to continue next week with a little more halacha, and we'll try to do some more of the mizmor and sections of Psukei Zimra from Baruch Shamar and Hodu and some other parts. Okay.